Here we go, here we go, here we go. You know, hello, NFL world. Hello, NFL lovers. You are now tuning in to the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host always and forever will be doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you know, you can call me Frankie. Now, here we go, NFL Week 3, 2020 Corona season. All right, and are you hurt? Are you hurt? That's the question I want to know. Cause my boys, oh my God, it was a bad week. It was a bad week for my Niner boys, San Francisco 49ers. Everybody knows I'm from the Bay Area, San Francisco to be exact. So I'm unbiased with NFL teams, all 32. But if it comes to a tie goes to the Bay Area Runners. All right. Now, first thing we're going to do for the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network is give you the Real McCoy scoreboard scores for NFL Week 3, 2020, Thursday, September 24th. Miami Dolphins beat up and beat down on the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-13 in Jacksonville. Sunday, September 27th, Sunday games. Chicago Bears pull out a tight one to the Atlanta Falcons 30-26 with Trubisky coming in and saving the with Trubisky getting benched and Nick Foles coming in to save the day. We'll talk about that. But he had the Rams lose a nail biter to Buffalo Bills. Los Angeles Rams 32, Buffalo Bills 35, and the Cleveland Browns win at home 34-20 to the Washington No Names in a game they controlled most of the way. Tennessee Titans pull out a one-point victory against the Minnesota Vikings, 31-30. Titans prevail in that one. And the Patriots win convincingly, 36-20 against the Las Vegas Raiders. My San Francisco 49ers, and I guess you can call this a win, 36-9 against the New York Giants. But we took a lot of L's, and we'll talk about that first. Cincinnati Bengals tied to the Philadelphia Eagles 23-23 in OT and cost me a lot of goddamn money. And the Houston Texans lose another. Like DJ Khaled. So like Houston Texans, another one. They lose another one. 28-21 against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. Indianapolis Colts handled the Jets, of course. 36-7. That was obvious, predictable. Carolina Panthers pull out a victory at Los Angeles against the Chargers, 21-16. And the Buccaneers win 28-10 against the Denver Broncos. Tampa Bay is still rocking and rolling after suffering a week one loss. Detroit Lions win surprisingly 26-23 against the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona. Another game that cost me money. And the Cowboys lose to the Seattle Seahawks 38-31 in a high-scoring game. And it seems to be a pattern with Dallas. And the Green Bay Packers 37-30 against the Saints. Another pattern that I see with the Packers scoring like madmen every week now. And then Monday night we have the Chiefs visiting up in Baltimore and handing them a bully beatdown 34-20, which the score might look, you know, like they won by two touchdowns, but really it seemed like they won by eight touchdowns. That's the way the game looked if you watch the game. Now let's get into it first. My San Francisco 49ers, everybody's hurt. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. All right, it got me cursing. Excuse my English. French has nothing to do with me saying fucking crazy. So I hate when people do that. Excuse my French. I don't even know French. Au revoir. Comment allez-vous? Je m'appelle Frankie. Bonjour. I know a few things. But San Francisco won 36-9 against New York. Takeaways I got. Let's start from New York. Bums that they are. Only takeaway I have is they have a lot of problems. Offensively, it's like they look like they want to do something, but there's nobody to do anything. That's what it looks like in all positions. Defensively, they were giving us problems. They were giving us fits, even though we blew them out. They were applying pressure. That defense is They're not good, but they're not bad as the record might indicate. It's like they just don't have a team at all. But San Francisco 49ers. Now, after last week, Garoppolo was hurt, got hurt early, finished the half, and then said, go ahead, Nick Mullins, finish the game off and dust these Jets. Everybody else does. Now, the New York Giants are another Jets team, but the only thing about them is they're a little better, but the field is much worse. And everybody's getting hurt. We got hurt the week before. Then we had to stay there, play again in MetLife. And now everybody's hurt. And now we might have lost Nicky Bosa for the whole season. Looks like the way he tweaked his leg. And they didn't fix the field. And it cost us our season. I don't know what to say. And why are we getting hurt? Sherman's hurt. Jimmy G's hurt. Good. I was happy. But damn, Nicky's hurt. Mosley's hurt. Witherspoon mentally is hurt. And I hope he's physically or get him out of there. And Ford, I don't know when he wants to play D. Ford. He seems like he's forever hurt. Forever in the day. Forever, my lady. Forever, he's hurting. What do we sign him for? That's another. Why do we have these injury guys? If you're hurt, then stay home. Don't play for the 49ers. And I'm not talking to Nick Bosa and all those guys who. Mosley, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the D Fords. The people who are always hurt. Those guys, you're wasting our money. How are you getting paid top dollar when you can't even stay here 2 minutes to holler? For me to holler. Hey, D-Ford! You're not even in the game. But we took a lot of L's. And this year, Corona season, football-wise for the San Francisco 49ers is a mirror image of current life today, society, with the corona pandemic and whatever you want to call it. Everything is not going good. And it seems like every week we're losing something. We might win a game, but we'll lose something. 49ers, I don't know. It looks like we're not. Now we're back at it. This is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host always and forever will be doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie. This is NFL Week 3, 2020. Corona season. Are you hurt too? All right. Now we're back at it. And finished up with these 49ers, my 49ers. But... Let's move along to the Monday night game, all right? Monday night game, which featured Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Baltimore Ravens and beating them up 34-20. And the takeaway I got from that game is the Kansas City Chiefs are even better than last year, in my opinion. And with that coach, E.B. Brimmery, I don't know, best way to describe him, a Wesley Snipes looking Elmer Foote. All right, that's the best way I can describe it. But he has this defense rocking and rolling. This OC has got them even more well-oiled machinery looking than ever before. And another takeaway I got is Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is what he is and isn't what he is. Isn't. It's not. I don't know if that made sense. Made sense to me. Isn't what he isn't. Now, he can do what he do well. He can run around. He can make quick throws, sharp, deep throws, look explosive. But what he can't do is he can't produce a product that's consistently consistent and efficient in the pass area department. He's lacking in that. And if he's ever behind, just like Dak Prescott, they have similar traits. Just like Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo are starting to be. It's like We figured them out. The difference between, let's get to Garoppolo and Shanahan after, but Lamar Jackson, what it boils down to it is, he's just not a good producer of pocket passing efficiency. And so you're not going to be fooling any good defensive team, any decent team, which a la our playoff teams. You're not going to be fooling them and running around. That's why you never really won in the playoffs. And everybody looks at it. It's like, oh, it was his fault. It's a fluke why they never won. Lamar is the best thing. They're a beast. They're not a beast. They're just a well-coached, solid, good team. And he has some explosive traits. That's it. But when it comes to playoff time, what he does best is not hard to stop. It's not. You're not Michael Vick. I hate when they try to say he's better than Mike. You're not. I call him Victor. Victor made defenses shiver. In his prime, Victor made defenses go, we have to spy him. We have to. Lamar, just contain. Vic, spy. You see him wherever he goes. Don't you take your eye off, you're sitting down. Victor threw to fat boys like Algie Crumpler. I don't know his first name, I'll be sure. Algie Crumpler. Because every time you see him, crumbles of cookies and cakes and pies were crumbling down his face. And it took him 10 seconds to get open. That's why Victor had to run around. He had nobody to throw it to. But Lamar, you got Hollywood Brown. You got receivers. Snead, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. I don't know where he is. Cut your damn hair. You're not playing good. But anyway, what it boils down to, the Ravens are overrated. Now let's get to Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo. What I noticed about them and their traits of why they fit so well, it's because with Kyle Shanahan, he's the greatest play caller for regular season. But when the pressure comes and the moment gets serious, his nuts get tight. Same thing with Garoppolo. Only difference with Garoppolo is it gets tight every 2 seconds. You never know when it's going to get tight. It just gets tight. Interception here. Touchdown here. Interception. Fumble. Touchdown. Interception. Touchdown. But when the big moment comes, he's consistently bad. Oh, no. What's going on? Similar. Kyle Shanahan, why do you always forget how to call plays when the moment gets tight, a la the Atlanta Super Bowl, a la the San Francisco Super Bowl? Stick to the end arounds. Keep giving Debo the swing arounds. Keep doing what's working. Keep running. Forget Jimmy stats. He's a bum. You know when Mick told Rock in the Brisk, they used to have a Brisk, the drink, Brisk iced tea commercial? It's over, Rock.
It's not over. Just give me something to drink.
No, it's over, Jimmy. You're a bum. It's over. It been over. I seen through the flies that are lies. I seen through the flies flying around. I seen that shit. You're done, Jimmy. And sooner or later, Kyle, you're going to be done if you don't get it done. Because I see through the flies of your lies. You're not a good play call. You are a good play, but you're not as good as you thought you were. You let Andy Reid out play call you. With a 10-point lead. Pathetic. Houston, we have a problem. Bill O'Brien, you should be fired. Why did you get rid of D-Hop? Why is Matthew gone? Why is Clowney gone? But he's the general manager and the coach. Let's move on. Bengals and Eagles tie. Eagles, you got the nerve to tie and cost me a lot of goddamn money. The only reason why I bet on you, I was talking to friends the other day, it's like, oh, the Bengals, they get 7.5 points. I'm going to take that because I ride with Joe Burrow. I seen enough. He can do it. He can put up points. He can stay close, even with a weak team. But then I told myself, this is the Eagles. Don't disrespect Wincy. He used to be walking to him like Shannon Sharp from Undisputed would say. And then I told myself, they look so bad the last 2 weeks. I got to bet on them. I got to bet on the Eagles because if I don't, then they're going to blow Cincinnati right out the waters by 3 touchdowns. And it almost happened. That's the way the game looked like it was going to be. And then the effery came around. Then the conspiracies. Then I threw out the conspiracies and said, this is who Wentz is. Enough with this conspiracy shit. Why does everybody, when things don't go their way, when things aren't what they seem, in sports and in life, people start saying conspiracy this. They out to get us. And they cheating. And I say it too. This is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN Green Podcast Network. And I am Frankie. I tell no lies. I do it too. I'm probably the worst at it. But sometimes you gotta, and it comes maybe with experience, comes with age. The older I get, the more I understand. Now I'm starting to see stuff and I'm starting to see games I used to think and said, they didn't deserve to win. And then I look back and I think back and I analyze in my head and I realize the team that won usually was supposed to win. Now there are a few times when they're cheating. Everybody saw they're cheating. There's a few times. But it's not as much as we think. And Carson Wentz, he's just bad. This is who he is. How do you tie? And then the coach has the nerve to punt the ball when you had an opportunity on fourth down to try to go for to win the game. But he said he got scared and said, "Oh, I'm not taking a loss. I'd rather get this guaranteed tie." And in the thick of things, if you really look at it, probably was a smart thing to do in that division with the Cowboys sucking the way they suck. I'm going to wonder when they're going to get off their knees. But this probably was a good idea because that probably would have saved their playoff chances this year. I just don't like it. I wouldn't have did it. I'm going for the win, especially against Cincinnati. If you can't pick up a fourth down against Cincinnati. But shouts out and kudos goes out to Joe Burrow. He's the truth. Can't deny that. And another game, Buffalo Bills looking for real. Josh Allen looks like he's the truth. The Browns, what can Brown do for you? I'll be it. It was against the Washington No Names, the artist formerly known as Redskin. It was against them, but Cleveland looks like, first of all, one thing I noticed is they're shutting the hell up. They're still talking a little bit, but you know what I mean by that. Shutting the hell up. Stop with the hoopla, hoorah. They do a little talking, but for the most part, Baker looks like he learned his lesson. He got his spankings, got his whoopings, and he's ready to live NFL life now. That's what he looks like. He looks like he got woken up. His game got woke, as we would call it in the black community. He woke now. He woke. W-O-K-E, he woke. Because if I say W-O-K, that's walk. Sounds like Asian dish that you're about to order. Oh, give me that walk and chicken. I don't know. But Pats beat the Raiders. That was no surprise. But Patriots look good with Cam. Cam looks good. It's just a shame that he has to get paid the least out of every quarterback in the league. Even though he's like a Arnold Schwarzenegger Negro in a football helmet. Looks like Mr. T on steroids playing quarterback. But, you know how they do to us. Us black people, black quarterback. You know how they do to pay him the league minimum. That's beyond disrespectful. And I bet you the backup Stidham and Brian Hoyer, what are they getting? That's what I want to know. Are they getting $50,000 for that year? He's getting $800,000, $900,000? Can they get $10,000 a year? What are they contributing to the cause? They damn sure not helping with wins and losses. What are they helping with? Preparation? And I bet you they're getting $2 million, $3 million. I got to look. I got to do my research, people. Right now, this is just casual talk. The info that I have is what I have, but I'm not really into that. Don't have time for all that. I'll get to that in a later date. But this is NFL Week 3. Another thing I noticed, the Bears pull out a victory after Mitchell Trubisky trumped it up. And what I mean by trumped it up, he had a good thing and messed it up. We knew he wasn't shit. We knew. We know. We know Mitchell Trubisky. Biscuit, no gravy. We know he wasn't shit. We know he ain't shit. And I don't use ain't until I'm 100% positive. He ain't shit. And Mitchell Trubisky ain't shit. So he stunk it up. They were stalling. Then in the middle of the game, they had enough. They benched him, put in Nick Foles, and Nick Foles led a comeback 30-26 after they were down multiple touchdowns. And which proves something is going on in ATL, similar to Houston. After you had a big lead that you playing against Trubisky. They switch it up with Nick Foles. You let him come back, and they won in ATL. Dan Quinn, you got to go. Matty Ice with two Ds instead of Ts. You got to go. Hurry up and buy. Come in this ATL liquor store and buy. Hurry up and buy. Everybody must go. Maybe even you. But ATL, that Coach Quinn, it's time for him to leave. It's time for him to get fired. The Falcons constantly giving up leads, so you can't blame it on Kyle Shanahan anymore because you're constantly doing it. Constantly. You let them come back and you... I can't believe... I was looking at the game. I had on my NFL Red Zone. By the way, purchase NFL Red Zone. I got Comcast. What do you have? Get NFL Red Zone. No commercials. They're starting to slip with the boxes. I'm going to start complaining. See, they used to be on point. Now, that's how they get you. That's how these companies get you. Then when they want you to watch it, they do everything they're supposed to do. Now that they're starting to do numbers, as the rap community would say, we doing numbers. They're doing numbers now. So they're starting not to give us the 8 boxes at one time. They're starting to stick to one game. Even though the game is on timeout, they're still showing that game and walking around instead of going to 5 boxes, 6 boxes, showing us different games. I need to complain. But if I'm going to pay this money to be the Red Zone, I expect no commercials and nonstop action. Keep switching boxes. Stop being lazy. Now, Houston has a problem. Bill O'Brien needs to go like now. Like I said before, like now. Like, not right now, but like now. Like now. Like now. Like that now. Now. The Lions beat the Cardinals. Good for the 49ers. Great for the 49ers. They're in our division. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, everybody needs to pump the brakes. And I was talking to somebody on Facebook. Yeah, I still do that Facebooky. It's more personable, you know? Now, I did the Facebook. I was talking to somebody, telling them he posted a ticket from the casino, which he needed one game. And I think it was he needed Arizona. And then I responded to him, and then he would have won $9,000 or something. But the point is, I think it was. So I think he needed Arizona to win, and then the Lions won. But I told him, I said, if you really look at it, first of all, not even Detroit, but Matt Stafford, he's better than what you think he is. A lot of people don't realize that often, like throughout his whole career, he's better than what people think he is. And then second of all, the other point was, Arizona is still Arizona. Don't forget. Life is life. They're still Arizona Cardinals. Now, even though they got Kyler Murray, D-Hop, Larry Fitzgerald, that's where the buck stops. I don't care who else they have. That's where the buck, they got three. Three horses. Now, what do you got? If we playing chess, they got, what do you got? Now, Arizona's still Arizona. If you could just contain Murray and watch Hop, like we didn't do, the 49ers didn't do, that they knew that's all they got. They got a 70-year-old Fitzgerald, even though he's still a beast. But that's all they got, and you over here letting him run buckshot over 49er field, over Arizona's field. Wide open. Now, Arizona's still Arizona at the end of the day, and that's why they took the L. They're not a great team. They have great weapons, and depending on how they use them, they're going to win or they're going to lose. Packers 37-30 against the Saints. Surprise to you? No surprise to me, because I'm biased. I rock with Aaron Rodgers, so I'm a what do you call that? Unofficial Green Bay Packer fan, and I'm just an Aaron Rodgers fan. It's not even like I like the Packers. I like wherever he's at. So if he's in Green Bay, I'm with the Green Bay Packers. So Green Bay beat the Saints, and that's just because Aaron Rodgers is on one right now. That bad man is on one, on two, on three right now. And Breeze is getting old. That's two reasons. Breezy is looking old. He needs Febreze to stay afloat. Breezy looks old. Saints aren't as good as everybody wishes them to be. And that's that. And that's your week three. NFL Week 3 2020 Corona season. And this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN, Dream Podcast Network. I'm your host always and forever will be doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie.